Hi, looking back on January 20, the day in 1980 when US President Jimmy Carter announced the US boycott of the Moscow Olympics, Australia followed suit.
With Soviet invading forces in Afghanistan, neither the American people nor I will support sending an Olympic team to Moscow.
Disney's most successful TV movie was released on this day in 2006, High School Musical. And it's Presidential Inauguration Day in the US, a day when memorable speeches were delivered by the likes of John F. Kennedy, Ronald Reagan, and Barack Obama.
Today, I say to you that the challenges we face are real. They are serious and they are many.
Special birthday at the top of the list, Edwin Buzz Aldrin turns 91 today, the second man to walk on the moon on that historic day in 1969.
It looked to people back on Earth as if I was just having fun, but I was really doing something to observe the ease of mobility.
Tom Baker is 87. The English actor played Doctor Who through the late 70s and early 80s.
Your mind is beginning to work. It's entirely due to my influence, of course. You mustn't take any credit.
KISS co-founder, guitarist, lead singer, songwriter Paul Stanley is 69 today. Bit of a change in pace. Aussie singer-songwriter Billy Field is 68. Can't help myself. Bad habits. Australian actress Jane Hall celebrates her 50th birthday. She starred in All Together Now and Neighbours.
Paul has changed. If Christina would just hear him out, then she would see that.
Gary Barlow from boy band Take That is also 50 today. AFL great Brendan Favola is 40.
If anyone can kick it, this man can. Favola.
And to rugby, former Wallabies captain Stephen Moore is 38.
Stephen Moore, what about the stick? What about the try for a hooker?
Finally, tributes were flowing in the rugby league world on this day in 2018 after the passing of immortal Graham Langlands. The St George Dragons legend was 76.
Run out onto this ground my very first time was just something unbelievable.
Remembering Graham Langlands on January 20.